This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. United States President Joe Biden is threatening new sanctions on Myanmar. The threat comes after a coup that saw the military arrest the civilian leaders of the government. Disappointment with former opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has been detained by the military, has run high. President Biden said Monday the military seizure of power and declaration of a national state of emergency are, quote, a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. An announcement read on military-owned Mayawati TV said the military would take control of the country for 1 year. It said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on the military's claim of fraud in November's elections and because it allowed the election to go ahead despite the coronavirus pandemic. The takeover came the morning the country's new parliament session was to begin. Moscow, Russia, is bracing for more protests seeking the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who faces a court hearing on Tuesday. Tens of thousands of people filled the streets across the country Sunday for a second straight weekend, calling for his freedom with thousands of arrests. The protests were the largest outpouring of discontent in Russia in years. Navalny was jailed last month and faces years in prison. A human rights group says over 5,400 protesters were detained and some were beaten. One of those taken into custody for several hours was Navalny's wife, Yulia, who was ordered to pay a fine of about $265 for participating in an unauthorized rally. This is VOA News. The death toll from Sunday's assault on a hotel in Somalia's capital has risen to 15. A police spokesperson and medical officials say at least 20 others are injured. The dead included four suspects in addition to 11 victims, according to security officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. A well-known top retired general, Mohammed Nur Galal, and young couples on their honeymoon are among the dead. The attack at the popular hotel, the Afrique Hotel, began with a car bomb explosion, and then Al-Shabaab gunmen dressed in Somali military uniforms stormed the building. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Among the survivors was a VOA reporter, Abdi Kafi Yusuf Aden, who was inside the hotel at the time. Around midnight Sunday, Somalia's government announced its security forces ended the seven-hour siege. A report by a U.S. watchdog finds Taliban attacks in the Afghan capital of Kabul are on the rise. The watchdog reports increasing targeted killings of government officials, civil society leaders, and journalists. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this story.
The study from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction comes as the Biden administration plans to take a new look at the peace agreement between the US and the Taliban, signed last year under President Donald Trump. The writers say Taliban-initiated attacks during the last quarter of 2020 were slightly lower than in the previous quarter, but exceeded those of the same period in 2019, according to numbers provided by US forces. It notes the proportion of casualties caused by improvised explosive devices increased by nearly 17% October to December. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The World Health Organization investigation and tour of Wuhan, China continues. The group of WHO scientists are working to determine the source of the novel coronavirus that first emerged from the region in 2019. Monday, the group visited a provincial disease center that was key in the early management of the COVID-19 outbreak. Stocks were modestly higher on Monday morning trading following a bumpy week. Investors large and small continued to focus on GameStop and other stocks targeted by online traders hoping to inflict damage on hedge funds. Investors are watching negotiations in Washington over President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion economic aid package. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.